This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. I don't usually name names, but today I got an email from attorney Amos Tindall. He's in Carrboro, North Carolina. And the subject line was hope, faith, or really deep pockets. And I usually, frankly, when I get emails from attorneys and I know it's like a newsletter or something, I just ignore them because they're usually just full of like hire us now type stuff and just junk. But Amos actually tells a story. He says he walked down Franklin Street yesterday and the empty streets and restaurants are, sadly, starting to feel normal. Good only if you don't want to wear a mask. I noticed something unusual. A large, recently vacated restaurant space had a big sign announcing the relocation of a different restaurant to the space after renovations. That was surprising enough in this environment, but what really caught my eye was the name of the restaurant. And then Amos continues with the email. I thought this was very cool. You know why? Because it's a story. I read the whole email. It was interesting. It was well written. I haven't ever spoken to him in person, but I could hear the voice of, you know, maybe a middle-aged or older gentleman, you know, telling me this story, and it engaged me. So if I was a past client of Amos or a current client, or, you know, let's say I had used him and I had a friend or family member that had some legal problem, I would actually refer to this person. He's not demonstrating that he's a great lawyer. He's not demonstrating any of that stuff. He's just demonstrating that he's a good storyteller, and he's telling me an interesting story about himself and about what he noticed. So that alone is enough to make me feel bonded to him. Look, I'm doing a podcast on him. I've never talked to him. I know his name. He's been on my list for a long time, but I think it's really cool that he sent this out. So I wanted to point this out to you in your communications to clients. If you have a story, a personal story or a historical one or whatever it is, it doesn't have to be political or anything, but just what you notice. People can't really argue with a story and they're drawn in by them. And now with, you know, no movies being out and the entertainment industry all tied up with, you know, the coronavirus, we need stories. We love them. We crave them. I've been looking for movie theaters to go to and, you know, probably you have too. It's been months. So, you know, getting back to your marketing, this, you wouldn't think it would be, but it's actually a very powerful form of marketing. It's a great way to bond. And in my emails to you, I try to tell stories. I don't just try to preach and teach. And, you know, I used to do that years ago. And I got advice and I learned copywriting better. And now I try not to do that. And I think my emails are a lot more effective. So if you've been on my list for a while, you've watched my evolution, you'll see. I try to practice what I preach. But this email is great. We're attaching it to the podcast here so you can read it. I hope it brings Amos some business, but I think it's a real great example of what's possible and something that you'd never suspect would be useful in attorney marketing. So if you need any help with your voice, with your communications, with your attorney marketing, call 888-225-8594 or visit speakeasymarketinginc.com. Inc is INC. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.